Film buffs in the Valley have an opportunity to explore cinema from a small Eastern European country, both in a theater this weekend and online. As Tom Maxedon reports, the second annual Arizona Romanian Film Festival is now showing.
Action! Movies have been streaming online for several days, but three are in-person offerings this weekend at Majestic 7. The festival in Arizona is an offshoot of the parent effort that's been running in Seattle for nearly a decade as part of the American Romanian Cultural Society's outreach to expose audiences to film from a country not often thought of when it comes to cinema. Marie-Louise Paulescu runs the nonprofit arm of the society in Arizona.
There is a significant Romanian diaspora here, and I just want to show what the Romanian culture has to bring to the table of this wonderful multicultural area.
She's been living in the Valley for 17 years and joked on social media in October on her anniversary that she's a teenager in the U.S. Just like any culture, it's a cheap question to ask, what's a hallmark of that country's film, even though there may exist stylistic similarities by certain filmmakers. Paulescu was part of the team who chose the films based on several criteria.
The vision has always been, and for us as well here in Arizona, to bring the best of the most recent Romanian films. That was definitely one criterion that we used.
One of those films featured in person is Metronome.
Stai liniștită, vine.
La unde știi?
Mi-a zis Tudor.
Ce ți-a zis?
Tu ce el scrisoarea?
Poftim?
Nu știai? Se vede cu un ziarist străin la stadion după meci.
As you can hear in that brief clip from the film, the dialogue is spoken in Romanian, but subtitles are utilized. The movie centers on Anna, a 17-year-old who dreams of love and freedom. One night, while partying with her friends, they decide to send a letter to Metronome, the musical program which Radio Free Europe broadcasts clandestinely in Romania. It's based on true events of how former Romanian communist politician and dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu used his secret police to terrorize people until his ouster and execution in 1989. Paulescu says that film and another movie have received international critical acclaim.
Metronome on November 19th is one of the movies that was awarded at Cannes for directing. The second one has been nominated as Best Feature Film at Annecy International Film Festival, which is one of the biggest animation film festivals in the world.
For viewers who may not be the biggest fans of subtitles because they might not feel like they want to read a movie per se, retired Valley attorney James Ryan thinks audiences may be surprised at how familiar Romanian is to the English-speaking ear.
It is generally an easier language for Americans to learn if you speak English.
Ryan began a love for Romanian shortly after scoring high on a language aptitude test when he entered the Army in 1971.
I was called aside from my basic training company, and two Army officers offered me the chance to go study a foreign language in Monterey instead of going to Vietnam back in those days. I looked at this list of languages, and they had and said, you take your pick. And I knew Romanian was a Romance language. I thought, let me try that. I'll take Romanian.
He says the similarities to Latin, French, and Spanish are recognizable to speakers of those languages as well. For Monica Filimon, an associate professor of English at Kingsborough Community College, CUNY in Brooklyn, her role for the festival is as a movie critic. In the past, she's conducted the Q&A portion of the film series. She's excited about a number of the films, including Immaculate, a virtual offering, which is also an Oscar entry.
This film deals with a very current reality, more and more so probably in Romania. It focuses on a teenager who goes to rehab, and it starts in the style of the new Romanian cinema with a very realistic first shot of her being interviewed, and then the film changes pace and tone throughout.
Filimon says unlike the style of film made by movie makers who are her contemporaries that grew up in the 1960s and 70s, the story of Immaculate doesn't unfold in the reality we perceive every day.
It changes pace, and at some point you don't really know what is real and what is not real. And I think that's a very good approach for the new directors, changing the paradigm in some way.
In a different way, the Romanian Film Festival is changing the paradigm of cultural opportunities to explore in Arizona as it becomes more diverse. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, whether it's the film festival or anything else, get help from KJZZ's Hotspots. It's a weekly text with some of the best ideas of what to do. You can sign up for it at hotspots.kjzz.org.